League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Lover boy style. Everybody's working for the weekend, including us, because we've got a lot of stuff to break down. We've got NBA playoff basketball this evening. We've got NHL playoff hockey. We've got Champions League soccer tomorrow. Real Madrid. The real Real, Cam. Not Real Salt Lake, but Real Madrid in yes. action. 13-time Champions League champions in action tomorrow. We've got USFL football, Charles Schwab Invitational Golf Challenge, or whatever the hell it's called, the Chuck Schwab. We've got the Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600, F1 in Monaco. And we've got lacrosse playoff action. Don't want to leave anything out. Did I mention USFL football?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm
yes,
all over the Buffalo Bandits, Ken. The Buffalo Bandits to win the National Lacrosse League. And I regret not going to more lacrosse games over the years. One sport we've neglected, I think.
I agree. I've only been to a couple games my whole life. I went to a rock game like years ago, and you know what, Morenci? It's right up your wheelhouse.
You'd be a good lacrosse player.
I used to play lacrosse, actually, but the problem was I used to stand in net.
You're
like
a big dude.
I took a rubber ball like of the size of my head in my stomach. I'm like, guys, like, no, you can't just hang out in front of the net. You got cat. I went boom, hit me right now. Oh! You know? I'm telling you, nobody knows how much those balls hurt till you get one at like 100 miles out. I literally thought I was dead, Morenci. Like they are like hard as a rock. I played field lacrosse too. A lot of blood. I played with a guy, my boy Slim, Craig Cochran. He played with he knows Tavares and those guys. He played for the Mississauga Tomahawks, who are one of the best like lacrosse organizations. So yeah, no, I got a lot of buddies that were good at lacrosse, but I chose hockey over lacrosse. But lacrosse is wicked.
Yeah, I was a hockey goalie, and our high school soccer team sucked so hard that the coach asked the hockey team, "You guys play soccer?" But you like as you know, Cam. So I didn't play for the high school team. There's, you know what I mean? There isn't yeah. high school hockey's like whatever. Like you know what I'm saying? So like we didn't even have a high school hockey team. So no one plays high school hockey's not big in Montreal.
No.
So no. It's like a little private school thing. But anyway, so started playing soccer, and we actually went to the finals and stuff. I became a soccer goalie. It's whatever, dude. You stop the ball, you stop the puck. But somebody asked me, do you want to play lacrosse and be the goalie? And I was like, oh, God, no. And like, I was like, no. And they're like, it's the same thing. I'm like, it's not the same thing. I'm like,
no, it isn't.
I got hit with one of those balls once as a kid, Cam, and it terrorized me for life. I'm like, bro, those lacrosse balls, I'm like, you're nuts, bro. So those guys, man, are like zinging this thing. And even now when you watch it, I don't see how the goalie really even sees the ball, Cam. Like, he looks like Vasilevsky. The goalies are all puffy and stuff because they're going to get killed.
Yep.
So they're just sort of there. And these dudes are, like, rifling it, Cam, man. Like, that's it. And, dude, the fights, it's worse than skates. Like, they're just standing in Nikes on turf, just punching each other.
Exactly. That's the thing. These guys were on no feet, so they got balance.
With skates, there's bam, bam, bam. You can fly back. You can go in, like... Cam in lacrosse.
I've been beat up in lacrosse for sure.
Like a speed fight. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Been concussed.
Yeah. I'm pretty hardcore, Cam, but I enjoy lacrosse. The metal, the beer, the violence, but I prefer watching it. That's a really tough man sport. Like, put it this way.
I played it.
Best, like Cam just said, John Tavares, his brother, was a big star. Buffalo Bandits, actually. And
for sure.
Basically, like, lacrosse is like like hockey players, who we all say, man, hockey players are tough. Their tougher, bigger brothers are all lacrosse players, hockey players.
That is absolutely true.
Like the pretty boy, you're the pretty boy in the family. You play hockey. Yeah. The tough dude, he plays lacrosse. That's the way it goes.
I just remember, Marinci, I'm playing lacrosse, and I kind of had good hand eye or whatever. So I got the ball and run up the field. I see one stick. The guy cuts me. I'm bleeding. Another guy comes from the other side. He's got me. I got blood gushing everywhere. I look at the ref. He's looking at me like, are you stupid? Guys are just hack, hack, hack. Like, I was, like, bleeding, and there's, like, no penalty on the play. People don't get it. Lacrosse is a death sentence, man. Like, it is a tough
I game. I told people the other night about it, and they got into it. I told them. I just looked up. I said, just look up the highlights of the year and the fights and stuff. Bro, there's, like, serious. It's like people don't know you're missing. Like, it's basically, if you like the UFC, you'll like lacrosse. Like, it's part hockey, part lacrosse, part fighting. Like, there's serious brawls, man. Like,
guys,
there's no...
Yeah, guys who I played lacrosse were psychos. Like, they were the toughest guys I've ever met in my life. Like, I used to play hockey and stuff. They murdered, like, they were just
animals, mean.
Rancy. And it,
like you said, they smash your arm with the racket and stuff. Yeah. Like, bang.
Yeah. No, I guess the guy's got, like, a wooden stick.
Like a baseball bat, yeah.
I look, and my arm's just, like, covered in blood, and the guy's laughing at me. It's like, okay, so I guess we got to – let's go. But, yeah, no, and I will say this, though. I watched the Toronto Rock play Buffalo, and Buffalo beat them, Renzi. I agree with you 100%. I know we got in at minus 150. The Buffalo Bandits, four times NLL champions. I agree. I think they'll do it again. I think they're the best team in lacrosse, a resurgence for the Buffalo Bandits.
Big night in San Diego tomorrow night. It's the deciding game. Yeah. San Diego Seals looking to go to their first ever championship. Same owner as the Brooklyn Nets.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And speaking
Colorado
of Brooklyn.
Gammoth.
Yeah. Yeah. He played lacrosse at Yale. Joseph Tsai. Wow. Yeah. He played lacrosse at Yale. Owns the Seals, New York Liberty, Brooklyn Nets, and Alibaba. That's where his big money's from. That's the Chinese Amazon.
Yeah,
imagine.
Yes, yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's game time. Decisions. And Coach's daughter just did a great impression of me. Very, very well done. Very, very
awesome.
Well done. I liked it.
I'm Gabriel.
Beautiful
Marantz.
Kid. Yeah, I am Marantz. His daughter came in. And, wow. Having an effect on the kids of America, the youth of America.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I saw Cam. You said on Twitter earlier, major day. So, see, it's a very positive day, Cam. We got family in the house. Everybody's very kind. I was on a McAfee show earlier today, and people have been very, very kind all day. And then Cam got caught up in the tweets, and I saw you saying, thanks, guys. You made my day.
You did. No, there's so much anger in the world. It was nice. No, you did a great job on the McAfee show, Gabe. He tweeted out, and Shano, shout out to Shano, the most thoughtful guy, friend of ours for decades, you know. He just went out, and I'm not sure if I can let the cat out of the bag, but Chowder's going to be a happy guy when he sees what he's getting. And, no, it just felt really good today. So shout out to everybody. We really appreciate it. And the world needs a lot more love with all the hate. And, yeah, I feel pretty good today, Marantz. You can't lie.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go in this world. It's one of those deals. This morning I woke up. It was like 9, 10 in the morning. I really was up late last night too, but putting work in. And I'm glad I did. I put a lot of work in on the Champions League, like literally 2 hours, bro. Like I went from like 1:30, I was like 1:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the morning. It was Champs League, and I was like, all right, that's enough. Like my head's going to explode. Yeah. And then just because I'm a nut job, instead of stopping, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll do some USFL stuff now. So I got all the USFL and all the Champs League. And I was like, all right, let me get into Formula One Monaco. And I was like, no. Shut it down. It's like, it was bright out. Like it was like 5:15 and the sun, it was like bright outside. I'm like, oh man, it's bright. I hate this. I hate like being up when it's bright. So I'm like, damn. So slept, you know, like three and a half, 4 hours, and just sort of had one of those feelings. It's like, I'm sure the rest of the world, something's going on right now. I look at my messages and I see our boy Nick Moraldo, Nicky Skates. Wake up, Morency, wake up. And I see another message from Tone Diggs. Morency, we need you on the show now. And I look and I'm like, oh, literally, Cam, like 9 minutes after I got up, man, I was on the air. Like ready to rock. Ready to rock. And then right after that, I was like Mr. Burns. I was at a chiropractor getting snapped. Every couple of weeks, I go and I get snapped in a bunch of like different, like bang, bang, bang. And then I did an interview with the Raiders, and then and now we're here today. The wheels keep spinning. Let's bring in a coach right now, Coach Young. What's going on, Coach? Let's go. Game time. Let's do this thing, Coach.
What's up, my Canadian people? Happy Friday. You know, Memorial Day weekend, Jersey Shore has got, you know, all the Bennies are down here, so I'm all pissed off at that. But guess what it is? We got time to make some money. Who are we taking? Canadian Football League, curling, cockroaches racing in Saskatchewan? What are we doing tonight? What's going on? Where are we going?
CFL starts in 2 weeks only.
Ooh, yep. CFL.
Preseason next week.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy, Reggie White Jr., wide receiver from the Montreal. I want to say Alouettes. I don't know if I said that properly. Shout out to my guy, Reggie White Jr. Give my man a look. That's my guy.
I saw J. Cole was drilling shots. Actually, they showed it on the McAfee show today. That's where I saw it.
Are you drilling shots? Oh, does Ace Spoelstra.
Yeah, with Scarborough and the CBL.
No. Eric Spoelstra, the way Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry shot 0-for-15, you want to give him a shot tonight? Because God knows those jokers can't be any worse than they were in game 5. I'm sorry. I'm off of that now.
I can shoot the ball better than Max Strus. You don't need J. Cole.
Helen Keller can shoot the ball better than Max Strus the way he's shooting right now.
Hey,
what are you talking about?
You know what they are?
Some kind of compliment?
Well, they were 0-for-15 the other night combined. It's the first time that a starting backcourt's ever been scoreless since they've started tracking stats in 1970. So other than those two being the first two dudes ever not to score a single point, like it's the first time a starting backcourt went scoreless. They went 0-for-15. And they're actually a combined 1-for-28. It's not just the 0-for-15. If you dig a little bit deeper, they're 1-for-28. In the last two games, these two. I just don't see how it changes tonight, Coach. Even if they play with pride, I thought, all right, they're going to play with pride the other night.
Yeah.
They, whatever, bro. Like, doesn't seem to matter. I mean, they look old. They are old. You know what I mean? They've hit a wall. I'm not going to call Kyle Lowry out, but this is sort of what I expected. Anyone thought that he was going to go the distance all the way through this. And he's clearly, I mean, he can barely walk. So he's out there playing just because he's trying to. He's out there. Jimmy Butler's clearly not 100%. And not to make excuses for them. That's who they are. If you want to have an older team full of vets like Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and PJ Tucker, don't be surprised after 7 months of basketball that they're tired. So, but God, it's a lot of points, Coach. I mean, I hate this game.
No, Morency. I know you, Coach. It's the same thing as last night. I'm not going to get sucked in with the points anymore. It's like my crack. It's like, ooh, you're going to give me 8. You're going to give me 8.5. I'm not doing it, Morency. Boston's winning this game. We got off.
Are they going to get smoked, though? It has a different feel, though, than last night, Cam. It's different.
Has it?
Last night, yeah, you just sort of knew Golden State and San Francisco to 3-ball is going to start falling. Yeah. Miami aren't Dallas. Like, there's like guys in this room that like have to be sickened. Like, you saw Coach yesterday? Dude, man, Alonzo Mourning looked like he wanted to start slapping people, bro. Like, Mourning is just watching his players get dunked on, him and Riley sitting there like sort of kingpin mobsters with a look of disgust at the family and how they're getting shot by the other rivals. like, God, that was ugly. What do you think, Coach? Can they dig down deep tonight, the Miami Heat?
Hell no, they ain't, but they're done. Listen, did you see the video of the Miami Heat getting off the bus yesterday? I may have to send it to Matt and see if he can pull it up. They got off the bus. I mean, Kyle Lowry, listen, by the way, Kyle Lowry, you know, that's my guy. I love him. But homeboy been, you know, he ain't missing the meals, if you know what I'm saying. He a little plump. He's been done for 2 years, bro. But listen, I don't know if he's hurt or he's waddling because he's so heavy. But he was struggling walking off that bus. So I think they're done. Listen, this whole series turned.
They can't work out because he's hurt. He is hurt, but he's an old 36, this guy.
But I think he's had that frame, though. He's had that buttery frame. He's like always had that kind of like big.
No. There's butter and then there's butter. I mean that boy's thicker than a Snicker. And I'm talking about them king size Snickers you get. Not the minis you get at Halloween. I'm talking about the king size $3.
King size.
Yeah. I mean that boy big. That boy big. And listen, I love the Miami Heat. I've been on them all year. But as soon as Jimmy Butler got hurt, guys, you gotta admit, that series changed. I know Bam had that big game in game 3. Bam can't take the game over. And where are you getting scoring from? If you don't get it from Strus, who can't hit anything, Lowry's hurt, P.J. Tucker can't give you that kind of stuff. Oladipo, God, he was awful in the last game. What are you going to leave? No Hero, maybe. So now you're leaning on Duncan Robinson? You better off leaning on Dunkin' Donuts to think they're going to win that game.
So you say lay the points?
Absolutely. Lay it.
Boston and all our parlays, though, Gabe. Boston's going to be an all-around Robbins tonight. Like, they're not losing this game.
No, absolutely not. They need the rest. The last thing they want to do is play around, lose this game, and get the game 7 in Miami. Because if Miami steals it, they will have all the momentum. And listen, this is different than the last series when Boston won game 7 at home. This will be in Miami. Even though you'll have a lot of Boston people at the game, I think they got to get tonight. I think they throw in a knockout punch early, and they win this game going away.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coach James Young says the Celtics roll. It all makes sense. There's nothing logical
like
that I can
about
say.
Miami, but, Gabe.
Sounds yeah, like I don't trust points. Boston in this spot. Yeah, I don't trust them.
It's a lot of points. It is a
you
lot.
Guys, like you guys are all walking into a haunted house of horrors. You're all walking
never
in. Free candy.
Never trust a free candy style either.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency kicking it. Coach James Young in the house. Raging Redhead Cam Stewart throwing it down. I'm taking a look at the player props right now. But as far as the game is concerned, Boston Celtics are 8-point favorites. The total is 202 right now at FanDuel. And yes, Cam, you know what? I might as well just say it out loud. Shout it out loud. Give me the Miami Heat. Especially, I'm taking the Miami Heat in the first quarter and first half. Taking the Miami Heat in the first quarter and the first half. I think they're going to come out strong. They're going to hang around, and it could get away from them as the game goes on, but I don't think they get smoked from the onset. So I'm going down with them. I took them before. I said this series is going 7. Yeah, they've been bad the last 2 games, but it doesn't mean that they're a terrible bad. That's what everyone does in the NBA. Everyone hypes up every damn team, and then they lose, and we tear them apart after about how they're terrible and they suck. They're not done yet. They're not done yet. This team has pride.
A lot of points.
They're also 1 win away from going back home for a game 7. They're not down 3 games to none. It has that feeling in the air, but it's 3-2. Like, you know what I mean, it's 3-2. They've been terrible the last 2 games. Tyler Hero can sit on the bench looking like a Miami Vice extra all he wants. Who cares? Give me Victor Oladipo over 8.5 points. Give me the Miami Heat. Taking the Heat in the first first quarter, first half, end the game. Miami Heat. Call me the contrarian. Let's roll.
Got me thinking now. It's a lot of damn points.
You can think all you want. You can take the SATs, the ACTs, the EMTs, the whatever you got. I ain't taking no Miami Heat. I've been on.
I'm not taking no SET. I'm just betting on the Heat.
Well,
no SAT.
You know, I ain't taking no HEAT either. I am not taking the Miami Heat. I'm going Boston Celtics minus a point. I think they beat them up. I think they struggle tonight. But I will say this. I think you get a good performance out of Bam. I think Bam goes over his points prop. I think Jimmy Butler goes over his rebound prop. I am nervous about the points. I think he's really banged up. Oladipo, I could see him bouncing back. Jimmy Butler right now is at 22.5. I would stay clear. If it goes up to 23.5, maybe take the under. But I do think you'll get a good performance out of Oladipo and Bam tonight.
I'm done trusting Bam. He really is just too inconsistent from one night into the other. But, you know, like I said, this isn't the same as Dallas and Golden State last night. Dallas, like, Luka quit last night.
Oh, he's fine. No, it was unbelievable.
He had no interest, Cam, even from the get-go. He basically went in there, resigned. Now we're going to lose the game. He wasn't getting back on defense. The constant complaining to the referees and stuff. It's amazing to me, man, these NBA players that do this still. Like, even in the playoffs, like, watch Kyle Lowry. He had to stop himself the other day a couple of times. Like, he would stop. He'd start yelling at the ref, and then he'd start, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go. I better run down the court again. Tatum does it all the time. The Celtics are big at it, too. Like, and the Warriors, I'm telling you guys, in the finals, they're going to get there. The Warriors are going to take advantage of that. The Warriors don't do that, right? So, the Celtics are always standing around. You know that the Milwaukee Bucks guys scored 4 baskets in the fourth quarter of game 6 against them by exactly that, where Boston were shorthanded because either Tatum, Brown, or Smart did not get back on the play coach because they were bitching at the ref. It's the playoffs, man. Wait till the damn whistle. Yeah. Like, you'll see Kyle Lowry, like, literally, like, he has to contain, like, fight himself not to stop playing and fight with the ref in the middle of the game all the time. He's like, stop. Oh, no, I better, like, Tatum does it all the time. To me, if I was a coach, like, I'd have a serious problem with this. I'd start teeing up guys, too, if I was a ref. I'd tell them, just shut the F up and play, bro. If I was a ref, I'd mouth off back, and I'd say, dude, Kyle, you know your team is shorthanded right now as you're bitching at me, right? Like, you don't see NHL players do that, Cam, where the one guy was standing in the ring and just start yelling at a referee because the coach will lose it. Right? But
exactly.
I'm going contrarian. Gave me the Miami Heat in the first quarter. Miami Heat first half. And Miami Heat plus the points in the game. I'm good. In moderation unit size here. I'm not saying.
Awesome.
I'm not telling you. Oh, yeah, this is like, yeah, I'm
right. My next line to you was, man, Gabe, you got some big story. Moderation unit size, please. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, this game could go, like,
yeah, I'm not putting $200 each bet here.
No. Not in a first quarter Miami Heat game. No, please. Mercy.
I'm getting 4.5 in the first half.
That's a lot of points. God, this game started. I'm really torn with this game. It hurts. You know what?
Everyone's on Boston. He came in.
Boston's going to win the game. The thing is,
you're a contrarian player. You should be with me on the Heat.
I should be. I think Boston might win. I don't know if they're going to cover. It's a lot to ask. They have to win by 9 points to cover the damn spread. That's a lot of points.
What if I want Cam on a jury, Coach? Imagine Cam. This guy's guilty. And then after like 10 minutes, I don't know, maybe he's not guilty. And it would just go back and forth. Right? I'd be like, oh, man.
Sometimes the guy's not guilty, you know? Bad timeline. He stopped at the convenience store for a pack of smokes. You got it wrong.
Cam, as a teacher, we always tell our students, the first guess is the right guess. What is your first guess?
My first guess was Boston wins the game, but I didn't think they were going to.
Bingo.
He never said by 8.
I know.
So these games are blowouts
anyways. Let's do the Cam Stewart Gabe Morenci special. Let's cook something up here. Let's say Boston on the money line Is there any hockey?
Nah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work when we mix the basketball and hockey. No, it's, just, like it's not a good idea.
Tonight, but who knows? Like the way things went in that Calgary game, everyone's patting themselves on the back. That was the worst disallowed goal. Guy, how is he going to kick the puck? Anyway, whatever. Gabe, we bet so much anymore. I just kind of.
I'm going to get into that after. Whatever. I lost on Calgary too, but I agreed with the call.
A lot of money. Do you really? I disagree with it.
He kicked it in the net.
The guy was getting pulled both ways. This isn't CBC. We're not going to beta the guy. The goalie's hitting him up one way. The defenseman's putting him there. You know when you're playing forward, that's what you have to do. You have to stop that way and turn your skate, or else he's going to go right through the damn net. That's what they don't understand.
I know. I said
that's
the same
why
thing.
He's it's hard to
stop,
move.
But what he had to do, it's crazy, but the puck was going to go in anyways.
I know. So he just didn't need to touch
it. Bouncing,
even if we
so he sort of there was his instinct. Yes. He made it too obvious, Cam.
I know. I know, but
he made it too obvious.
You know what the worst is, Brentsy? We had that 6-4 there too. If they score 5-4 score an empty netter, it's 30-1. Nobody's even talking about it. Everyone's like, you idiots are on Calgary. Everybody's like, ooh.
I was live on the air. I said the same damn thing. I'm like, oh my God. I said, you know what? This live score when it's 4-4 is still alive. I said, all I need is Calgary to score and we'll get an empty netter and we're gonna win 4-1. And boom, they scored. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
I was thinking the same thing, man. I'm like,
they're not going to count this.
So heartbreaking. What a heartbreaker.
Everybody's torn, Coach, on this still. Like, honestly.
I'm not even just saying that because I'm Calgary. That's BS. I've seen guys kick the puck in and they call it in. You know what? You can't overturn that. That's the thing. They call it a goal on the ice.
I got something to say.
Let it go.
Didn't Brett Hull kick a one in by Dominic Hasek in a playoff 1 year and they counted?
No, he didn't kick it. He was just in the crease illegally.
Well, you know what I meant. You know what I meant. Listen, the brothers.
No, that was illegal. No, Buffalo. Buffalo, that was like a blatant one of the worst calls in the history of pro sports. It was overtime of game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So, like, if Buffalo wins, it's going to game 7. It's in game 6. They're in overtime, and they just created a new rule, like, that year that no one is allowed going in the crease, right? You can't go in the blue part in front of the net. You can't. It was, like, no zero tolerance all year. Yep. Brett Hull is completely in the crease, and they win the Stanley Cup, and the refs just skate off the ice because it was, like, 2:30 in the morning. They were just tired. They were like, whatever, it's 2:30 in the morning. Screw Buffalo, right? Let's just screw Buffalo anyways. Dude, it was hostile. The next year at the draft, like the Sabres refused to shake Bettman's hand. They were like, when they came up to the draft, they were like, we're not shaking your hand.
Right.
You screwed us for the cup.
Yeah, right.
And there was another one, too. Tampa. Who was it? Tampa and
Calgary. In Calgary.
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 Ford.
It was Calgary.
That was
you're damn right.
Calgary's
been screwed twice now.
In a game 7.
I'm not even a Calgary guy.
And it went the other way.
Calgary gets hosed all the time, man. The Flames they get hosed. Literally. By the
officials. It's a debate whether it was a goal or not.
Edmonton would have won the series anyway.
Listen, let me ask.
Just thinking about our money that night. Our money that
night.
That's
all I'm saying. Yeah. Would you swear? Do you swear on a Bible, like in your heart?
Yes,
do you believe that was no goal? You're convinced, or you're just upset about the bet? Because it could have won either.
I got to be honest with you, Marenzi. You call it a goal on the ice. We both played the game. I don't care if he moved his foot to angle that way. He's getting high bridged one way and he's going the other way. In his offense, exactly what you said. If he just didn't touch the puck, we're not even having this debate. But he tried to stop with his inner foot because he's going to go into the net.
If or he's going to knock the net off. You're right.
That.
He has
Thank
to.
You very much.
I know.
That's the thing.
I know.
And they called a goal on the ice. There was not enough to overturn the goal. I don't care. Edmonton, congratulations. McDavid's the best. You would have won the series anyway. But we could have won that game 6-4 at 40-1, and that's the way it should have been. End of discussion. Edmonton still was the better team. Calgary should have won the game. And I'll swear on every Bible that you got. The Gideon's one, too,
and the
battle.
And the Canadian Bible, too. I agree with whatever camp says.
Whatever the hell that is.
It's the same Bible everywhere, Coach.
It's a Canadian Bible. Jesus got maple syrup.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You think there's a hockey stick on the cover of the Canadian Bible?
The biggest screw job in Canada is that Vince screwed Brett. They screwed the Flames. How dare they?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Morency, Coach James Young in the house, the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart throwing it down. Let's do this thing. All right, Coach, we've got to get to all the props, but as far as the odds boost are concerned tonight, Jason Tatum, 25-plus points, Jaylen Brown to make two or more threes, and, wow, this is an expanded one. I already don't like this. Jason Tatum, 25-plus points, Jaylen Brown to make two or more threes, and Al Horford to have six or more rebounds, was plus 100, now plus 140.
Need more, like, Gabe. I need more.
What's this, Will Chamberlain playing against a bunch of midgets? Like, what's going on? Like a little dink and doink cat.
Yeah, listen, seriously.
Tatum, 25 points. Jaylen Brown, 2 threes. And Al Horford was plus 100.
Like, yeah, I feel like, man, I'm at the infomercial. You're giving me the product for $200 when I should be getting six of them for $200. I'm not satisfied.
I'm not buying. Well, Coach probably likes it. You think Boston wins by 100. Easy bet. Easy bet.
Oh, sold. I took it.
You like this boost? Are you kidding? You do? Tatum, 25 points or more. Jaylen Brown, two or more threes. And Al Horford, six or more rebounds for plus 140 only.
Jeez, Coach, I wish I could come to your house. You'd buy encyclopedias and Tupperware from me. Man, you're an easy sale.
Wait a minute. Don't forget the cup.
I hope Mrs. Young is handling the accounting here.
She better be the bookkeeper in the Young family.
Listen. Wait a second. What are you guys talking about here? Listen, let's go through this, right? So 25 for Al Horford, hit six or more rebounds. Okay, Al Horford has got this in every game, but he's got it every game but one. this series. Yeah. He's got at least 6 rebounds, right? Uh-huh. Then you go to Jason Tatum. Oh, not Jason Tatum. You go, let's go to Jaylen Brown. 2 or more made threes. He's got that. And every game but one this series. The one that's going to trip you up that may be the issue is Tatum. That's the tricky one. At 25 and a half points.
You're only getting 40 cents. That's the whole point.
If you think that Boston's going to blow them out, they could take Tatum out. Maybe he wouldn't even be on the court. Mm. All right, here's the other one. It's the NBA happy hour boost. All right. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum.
That's good for the coach. Yep.
Jason Tatum. They're all for the coach. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Jimmy Butler, each to score 20 or more points. Tatum, Brown, Butler, each to score 20 or more, plus 105, now plus 180. I'm not loving it.
I'm not loving it, but the first one went from plus 100 to plus 140, and this goes from plus 105 to 180. I'm just doing simple mathematics. We're getting 40 more cents. That's, yes. Now, that's a product you can buy because you're getting it's better percentile.
Listen, let's put it to you this way. If there's a sucker, I'm the blow pop. I'm in. I took both of them. I like them both. Now, listen, this is better protection for those, and it's more money, especially if you get a game that's close, because those guys are going to have to play big minutes tonight. And you're getting Jimmy Butler on a bounce-back game. You should get that with the other two if the game is close.
I think Jimmy B goes off tonight, Coach. I do think that he shows up tonight.
He better, or they're going to lose by 50. They're going to get their you-know-what's kicked. He's got to show up tonight. Because who's going to score? Max Strus? Max Kellerman can score more points than Max Strus right now. So, I know, Gabe, you're on the Miami Heat. This is your team tonight. But, hey, listen, I done got off that train. I'm off the train. Ooh, train is leaving the station, and I ain't on it. I am on the Boston Celtics. I am the black leprechaun. I thought that black leprechaun they had in Notre Dame doing the push-ups. JY is sitting there doing push-ups. I am the black leprechaun. Get me all up in the Celtics tonight, baby.
All right. Here's another odds boost. A cross sport under the NHL odds boost, but it's a crossover. Colorado Avalanche, Boston Red Sox, and LA Dodgers all to win. Was plus 300, now plus 400. Whoa, Avalanche. Whoa, the Red Sox are playing at Baltimore?
Yeah. Tough game.
Oh, excuse me. They're hosting Baltimore. Yeah. Excuse me, Cam. They're hosting Baltimore. So it's in that Boston, Baltimore. LA Dodgers are in Arizona. Gonsolin versus Bumgarner. And then the Colorado Avalanche versus the Blues, of course.
I see a pitching change.
I don't know I actually like the Blues.
Pepio. Who's Pepio for the Dodgers? That's what I'm seeing. I think Gonsolin.
Oh, Pepitone. Yeah. The kid, the rookie. Yeah. He's all right. He pitched last week. Oh, there's a pitching change. Yeah. All right, let's see. All right, so you get a better price of the Dodgers. Minus 156 right now, the Dodgers.
Interesting.
I'm not in love with a baseball card tonight. I like the weekend card more than tonight. Even the hockey game kind of scares me a little bit. But, Coach, what are you doing with the props tonight before we get you out of here? What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to go with Jimmy. I got all the props, babe. What are you talking about? I'm going to go Jimmy Butler. I'm going to go over his assist prop tonight because I think what's going to happen is they're going to force Jimmy to pass the ball to run a second person at him. Give me Jimmy Butler over 6.5. Just say over 5.5 assists. Jimmy Butler over 6.5 rebounds. I think what's going to happen is Jimmy's going to rebound. You guys are way more into the points prop with Butler. I don't know, but he's averaged 7.1 rebounds per game in the playoffs. He's hit this two of the last 5, missed 2 by the hook. I think he's going to board. You're going to get a Herculean effort out of Jimmy Butler. The guy's just too tough. So he's going to rebound and do his things. I'm more concerned about the points prop. But I do like Jason Tatum over 5.5 assists. I think what happens is home team, you shoot better. If you're Miami, you run other guys at him. You force the ball out of his hands. Other guys should hit shots from the perimeter. So I'm going to go with Jason Tatum over 5.5 assists.
It really is alarming when you look at the Miami Heat player prop sheet and you wonder, like, like how, like you said, like how we're like, where's how they can possibly get to 110 points or something, Cam? Like, really? Bama, like you look at like, so Adebayo's 15 and a half, Butler's 22 and a half, but everyone else, Vincent, 7.5, Lowry, 8.5, Oladipo, 8.5, Strus, 8.5, Tucker, 7.5.
See the total of the game? It's 201.5. It might go under. Like, I know that's absolutely insane.
How do we not take Oladipo over 8.5, though? Like, seriously. Like you said, Coach, who the hell has to shoot on this team? Butler can't score 92 points tonight.
Well, the key thing is this, is Hero is not playing, correct? So if Hero's out,
Hero's out.
So he's going to have to score. And if you think that Miami's going to be close, you got to go find points somewhere. So where are the points? If it's Bam and it's Butler,
it's Oladipo.
Who is it? It's Oladipo. So if you think Miami's going to keep this game close, then Oladipo's got to be your guy. And here's the other thing is I would suspect that the leash for Max Strus is going to be really, really short tonight, especially if they're struggling scoring. So what I would do is this. I would let the game start, and then I would look to play Oladipo live, see if his points prop drops a little bit because Strus gets more burn. He's going to get cold at some point and then jump on Oladipo live. You may be able to get it at less than. You may be able to get it at 7.5 at some point in this game.
I just already put it in. That's a good play already at 8.5. But hey, if you want to wait, go ahead. If you want to wait. What if Oladipo hits a quick shot then, and then suddenly it's 10.5, Coach, and you miss out?
Exactly. You never know. That's the beauty. You gotta go either way.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us. You decided on the hockey game tonight, Cam? You want to give Coach a hockey pick on the way out?
I have, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel very confident. You know, we could have won with – I hit Carolina last night, the last game. I like Colorado tonight. I think people think this series is going 7. I don't. I think Colorado wins tonight. I don't like the juice, though. I'm going to take Colorado on regulation, Gabe, and I'm going to take them to win the game.
I have the important question.
I like the Blues.
Okay, here's the tiebreaker. Which team got more brothers on it?
I don't think either team.
I think it's a push. Yeah, there's nobody.
I'm voting for overtime. Is there a bet for overtime?
Put it this way. one fan base was sending racial death threats to a player, and one team wasn't. So if you want to put it that way, we could pull. You'd be pulling for Colorado, if you want to be honest. But Kadri goes back. Kadri goes back to St. Louis. Listen, I think this to me, Colorado are the better team, but they still have something to prove. And the final game to eliminate somebody in a series is always the toughest one to win. All right? So, I don't think Colorado should be minus 166.
I agree with that.
To me, Colorado should be like minus 125 or like 120, 120. Yeah, 130. You know what I mean? Like a slight road favorites if you want.
Yeah, I agree.
But at minus 166, it's just too high. I'm going to take the St. Louis Blues. And the Blues, just a couple of seconds ago, were plus 142. Now they're plus 138.
The way I see it is Colorado watch what Edmonton did. If they want to be the real big dogs of the league and not be a disappointment, I think they go on in the road and take care of their business. That if they don't, I wouldn't be shocked if they lost game 7. I think they have to take care of their business now with the pedigree that they have as a team, always knowing you guys are good, but you never get over the hump. It's now or never. They have to.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that they will. It doesn't, like...
I know, but I'm betting on them that they will. But it's tough. It's a little bit of...
Like, put it this way. Like, Colorado... You know, Colorado gets 4 points from McKinnon. McKinnon goes off, and they still lose. Now they're going on the road. There's not a lot of margin of error here. St. Louis need to play early. If this game is tight as it goes on, I think Colorado could break away. But I'm not ready to put a crown on Colorado's head yet. I'll tell you that much. Coach...
It's true.
Follow me on Twitter. I've got a lot of winners this week. USFL, Champions League Soccer, Indy 500, Little F1, all the exotic events, Coach. That's where the money is to be made this weekend.
I have some good news from the links, Marenzi. Our PGA fade, 3 out of 4 have worked perfectly. So, and you have a guy in contention, and I have a guy in contention. Let's rock.
Yeah, big weekend coming up.
Please send me all picks. folks. Please make sure you follow Mike, you guys. Listen, do we have any curling picks for this weekend or no?
Not yet.
No,
we will soon, though. No.
We only bet curling during the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's a lacrosse weekend. Take the San Diego Seals on Saturday.
Who?
The San Diego Seals.
Yes. Lacrosse? I can bet on lacrosse. Yeah.
You can bet on anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm in there like swimwear. Whatever these guys are selling, I'm buying. So they're giving me winners. I need the winners. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to go have me some ribs, some chicken, some margaritas, and some beer. I'll holler at y'all Monday.
We've got we got some New Jersey General picks for the coach, too. You can support the local team, even though they play in Alabama. even though they play, they're called the New Jersey Generals. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the USFL. I'm starting to get into a groove a little bit now with this league. One thing I'll tell you about the USFL is the scoring is starting to pick up now, which is you would expect naturally to happen. You have new teams. It takes them a while to get a chemistry going. Teams have played 6 games right now, plus their camp. So, it's been a couple of months, and you can tell, they're starting to get a better flow offensively, which means the games are going over. The books really haven't adjusted all that much as far as the totals. We'll break down that more and later.
SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. All right, let's get to our early best bets, in which I do not have a lot of, so I'll throw it to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. First, since I know he likes to spray the baseball diamond, what are you taking, Cam?
I was wrong yesterday about the Rays. Shout out to the Yankees. Nestor Cortez pitched well, but tonight's the night. We're going back to the well with Springs, -126. Donaldson goes from the COVID list to the IR. I don't know how the Yankees keep on winning. I got to give these guys all the credit in the world, but I like Tampa tonight, Gabe. That's my early play, -126. Give me the damn Rays. More picks to come. I like a few baseball games more late than early.
My only early pick will be the Atlanta Braves. I'll take the Atlanta Braves. I think the Braves are due to turn a corner here starting. Yeah, you got Anderson on the hill here this evening. It's a reasonable price against Rodgers. I'll lay the 44 cents with the Atlanta Braves. But I don't like the baseball card tonight. And I don't know if it's because I've sort of taken myself out of the baseball loop a little bit over the last week or so. And I've said it a million times, man, baseball's like a Mexican soap opera. You miss a couple of days and you're out of the loop. So, baseball is such a carryover sport. What happened the day before and who pitched, the bullpen, the situation. It's such a situational league that if you're not following it religiously day in, day out, I find it harder to bet on. It's hard, you can't just sort of jump in. Why the NFL is so popular. You can jump in once a week. People can go to work all week. They don't have to do anything. And boom, they can study for 10 minutes before on Sunday morning and place their bets.
Correct.
You know what I mean? They know, they just jump in. Like baseball, it's like DFS. You better know what the hell you're doing. Otherwise, you just throw money. Throw money.
Baseball's dangerous. It can be very lucrative or very dangerous. All
I just take the Dodgers on the run line every night. That's why simple.
No, we were on the Jays' dogs last night. Vladimir Guerrero hit Otani. Yeah, exactly. It made up for that stupid debacle. And we'll give Consigliere some credit for calling the exact score in the hockey game, even though it could have been 6-4 Flames and we could have been rich. But anyway, that's a story for another day. God, I'm stupid.
Did he say 5-4?
Yeah, he did. I think he did.
He said 4-3.
4-3?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.